Seattle is overhauling its approach to dealing with homelessness. Two new reports from national experts recommend that the city increase permanent housing and rely less on transitional housing. Other cities like Houston have overhauled their approach in recent years. Since 2011, they've reduced their unsheltered population by 75%. Mandy Semple Chapman is a special advisor to Houston's mayor. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm it came down to three big changes.
First included identifying the right mix of short-term housing supports and long-term housing supports. It then was about connecting supportive services to those permanent housing options. And then, of course, using a coordinated entry process to ensure that individuals who needed long-term supports were connected to the long-term interventions and those who needed short-term interventions connected to the short-term permanent housing options.
How did Houston approach permanent housing in that piece of the puzzle?
Permanent supportive housing is a special type of affordable housing. It couples deeply subsidized affordable housing with wraparound supportive services. And it really enables an individual who has serious disabling conditions to remain stably housed for a long period of time. So we recognized through careful analysis that we, in fact, didn't have enough of that type of permanent housing. Simultaneously, we began to use a coordinated entry system so that as those units came online, we were targeting the individuals who are on our streets who were the most vulnerable and most in need of those units. And pretty soon, we were operating at scale and capable of housing hundreds and then eventually thousands of people. Very rapidly.
Seattle's new plan also calls for collecting better data in order to figure out which approaches are working. How did Houston approach that?
You know, making data-driven decisions becomes one of the kind of central tenets of this entire process. And ultimately, the metrics that we care about in our system are those that reflect the impact that the system is having as it relates to an individual themselves. So how many people are getting to permanent housing? How many people are remaining in that permanent housing? How many people are returning to homelessness after they leave that housing? And those really become the most important metrics. It doesn't mean that other things like increasing income and increasing health aren't important, and we do measure those. But a central system where you can at least collect that primary data that I just described is critical in a collective impact model.
Do you have any advice for Seattle as we embark on this new effort to solve our homelessness crisis?
The most important lesson that we learned is how critical it was to stay committed to the long-term solution. That creating more flow in your system is only achieved by making permanent housing options available. And that using short-term strategies to bring individuals into emergency shelter or into temporary housing environments is not, in fact, going to solve the problem.
With Kim Malcolm, that's Mandy Semple Chapman, a special advisor on homeless initiatives in Houston.